Welcome to the Digital Horizons podcast, your gateway to the dynamic world of digital marketing. Join us as we engage with industry trailblazers, delving into innovative ideas and cutting-edge strategies to empower you to soar ahead of the ever-shifting digital curve. I'm your host, James Walker. Let's get started. I have the very talented Steph McGrath joining us today to talk to us all about Black Friday and how you can be prepared. Welcome to the show, Steph.
Thanks for having me.
So, Steph, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So originally when I joined Walker Hill Digital, I was the personal assistant to the director, Lana Hill. We always had the intention that I would get into marketing, and 5 years later, I'm the head of social strategy, which has been a bit of a journey, but yeah, I've come a long way. So I definitely worked my way up from a PA to managing organic social media into paid ads, and now managing a team. So
nice. And so how many years experience have you got within digital marketing now?
5.5 years.
5.5 years.
5 years in March.
And throughout that time, what kind of clients have you been working with?
Such an array. I think I have like about 100 different clients that I've worked with in a range of different industries, from small businesses, some of which are finance, aged care, a lot of e-com brands, fashion, a lot of baby brands, a huge range, which is really good kind of to set your knowledge base across a whole range of different industries.
Nice. And I guess in terms of budgets that you've worked with, what sort of is the minimum and how high would you be going on a monthly basis?
Originally, when we started, clients had a minimum monthly budget of about $1,000. But now that kind of range starts from about $3,000 all the way up to about $50,000 a month.
Okay. In the last 5 years that you've been doing digital marketing, what would be a highlight working with a client?
I think a highlight for me recently, one of our biggest clients works in finance, and they originally started in Australia and they have grown to start their business in New Zealand. And so when they came to us, we had the kind of framework that we'd use for the AU business, and they wanted to take that over into New Zealand and started at 3 people, and now they're at 14 people. That's... They started from a 3,000 per month ad spend, and we've scaled them up to a 50,000, and they want to put more budget in, but you know, the ceiling's so high, so we can't.
The ceiling's so high?
There's a ceiling that you reach.
Okay, you've reached the ceiling.
I'm struggling to keep the CPA at a decent. Anyway. So now they're spending $50,000 a month in ad spend across multiple platforms.
Unreal. In every podcast, we want to be giving our listeners a actionable tip that they can take away from this right now after listening and implement into their business to be able to have a meaningful impact. So Steph, have you got something that we can let our listeners know that they can action right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So content creation is so important for brands to be able to get for their paid ad campaigns. Some stuff that we've been trying at the moment is in the content creator sphere. And so there's three kind of key things that we have changed. When you're trying to find a content creator, there's different ways that obviously you can go about it. But one that we found recently that worked is searching people via hashtags. So content creator and looking through Instagram like that. There's definitely been some ones that we've discovered via hashtag searches that have been really great for brands. Second to that is brands putting a call out on their organic socials to people who are following them, seeing if they would be interested in creating content for the brand. So they're already fans of the brand, they know the brand, and they have a genuine passion for the brand. And the third is one that we've tried to do recently, and is to send less scripted briefs and more dot point forms, because we did find that some of our content that was being sent back was too scripted, and we want content creators to put their own spin on things. So that's been a bit of a learning adjustment, and I think something that people could take away.
Okay, so onto today's topic, which is how to structure your campaigns for Black Friday to make sure that you're crushing all the goals that you're trying to achieve here. So I think what businesses are finding in the e-commerce space is we're obviously in a tougher economy than we were then a few years ago. Interest rates have risen. It's harder to track the performance and analytics on the platforms. And we are also seeing higher CPMs than I ever have before. So Steph, I guess based on that, it's the first week of September when we're recording this podcast. What would you be wanting to tell businesses right now who are starting to think about Black Friday and what they should be doing to get prepared?
Great question. Something that I would start doing is micro testing. So running small sales in the lead up to the key Black Friday, Cyber Monday dates. So what this means, it could be sales like it's currently Vogue Online Shopping Night. So when you participate in those sales, look at what's working, what's not. What ad formats, what ad messaging, also testing offers over the next kind of couple of months as well. So whether or not you want to do a store-wide sale or you want to do a bundle and save, or figuring out what offer is going to stick the best, that would probably be one of my key recommendations.
So I'd say doing that, you sort of are understanding what is going to work, because yes, you don't want to come to the big day and then have a offer and it just flop. Like you exactly don't want to put all this effort into it and then get to Black Friday. Hey, here's our 10% off offer and then yes, no one yeah wants it. So by doing this, you're able to test the offers, get a good idea of what's working. And this is probably something you could be starting from the beginning of the year, right? Like it's not something exactly. that start at Q4, really you should be starting this earlier, but if you haven't, then this is something you could be getting into right now.
Yeah, it's just a great opportunity to poke holes in your strategy and avoid going into Black Friday blind, which a lot of brands do. So,
okay, so we're testing all offers. We've got a pretty good idea of what we want to be promoting. What would you say businesses should also be doing from September onwards?
So I would be setting up campaigns that are going to build your remarketing audiences, create those warm audience buckets so we can later remarket to them during Black Friday. So these are setting up your video view campaigns, traffic campaigns, and really building up those audiences because we see the biggest ROI in those remarketing audiences during those sale periods.
What's the reason for seeing these better ROI? What's the reason to be doing the remarketing rather than other types of campaigns?
Yeah. So instead of someone first discovering your brand during that weekend, they're already familiar, they've already had a few touch points, they're a bit warmer, they're probably more likely to buy. You also spend less. So it's cheaper to reach those remarketing people than it is to reach cold people during that period because the competition is so high to be able to reach those new customers. Yeah, it's incredibly competitive. So to ensure that you have remarketing kind of audiences that are built up enough, you need to make sure you're running those types of campaigns in the lead up to the key weekend.
Okay, so if I got this right, it means that we need to start building audiences now so that when the time comes to start running campaigns to Black Friday to promote our offer, we want to then be promoting our ads to these audiences that we've built up over time as opposed to trying to reach new people with the offer because it's going to cost us more, right?
Yes.
Cool. All right. And then, so how long do we want to be starting doing this? Like, what would be the ideal time? And so you've developed a bit of a framework from the years of running campaigns. What would you suggest businesses should start? I know we're building up throughout the whole year, but when should we really be going hard to start going, all right, cool, this is now the time to push go on these types of campaigns?
So you should be scaling up from September onwards is when you'll be building up your ad spend. So you're building up those audiences and then obviously ramping up hugely in November in the lead up to the weekend.
Okay, so what type of ads should be running on the platforms to make sure that we're building these audiences correctly?
So another ad type that you should be running, your lead generation campaign. This can be in the form of a giveaway or people to sign up to your mailing list to get early access. And so one of the things that I really like about the video view campaigns is that you're obviously building up the on-platform audiences and then you can later segment those audiences into 25% watch, 50% watch, 75, 90, 100, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So then you can pretty much segment those people who have watched the videos into people who have higher intent, which is incredibly useful during the sale period.
Perfect. And so people are pretty much pre-qualifying themselves, aren't they? Because they're watching a bit of a video. You're putting it out during this time when it's cheaper to a broader audience. People are watching 25% or so. So you know, hey, they're interested in my product. And then you're able to more cost-effectively reach them during the sales period.
Yeah. And I think another key point as to why we like to run these on-platform campaigns is the fact that obviously with all the iOS restrictions and people opting out of tracking, we're able to capture these people because they're on-platform. They're not jumping off Facebook and we're losing them.
Sure. And so how long are these audiences going to be available within our ads manager to be able to retarget?
180 days.
Okay, perfect. So that means that at the moment, when we're building up these audiences, we're not just building for Black Friday, we're building for going into 2024 as well. So we're not, the investment is worthwhile putting into these campaigns.
Yeah. And I think also, obviously, we're focusing on Black Friday, but you should also be focusing on what's going to happen after Black Friday. So you've got some further key events that you should also be planning for. So you've got your Christmas gifting and then your Boxing Day, which is another huge event for brands. Mm-hmm. So focusing on that is another key element that I would be doing as well.
Okay, so we've tested our offers. We have built our remarketing buckets. We're getting close to Black Friday now. And so now what should we be thinking about doing? What kind of ads do we want to start creating? What's next?
So an ad format that has been working really well for my e-commerce clients are Advantage Plus shopping campaigns. These are a new campaign type that Meta has released and they promote going extremely broad. So when you are implementing these, there's an existing customer budget cap, which is something that you should keep in mind when you're setting it up. And when I've set up sale campaigns for Advantage Plus shopping, I normally set it at 50%. So what that means is they will allow 50% of your budget to be allocated to those remarketing audiences that you put in. So the campaign is a combination of prospecting and remarketing, and it pretty much allocates the budget where it thinks that someone's going to convert. So it's very broad. Some of the parameters that you can add is location. You can set minimum ages is one, but other than that, it's very broad. So you don't add your interest targeting. You don't add any lookalikes. You don't add gender. It's a really great campaign, but I would definitely test that campaign type in the lead up to Black Friday. But that's what I've seen work for my clients.
Okay. And when you say work from your clients, give us some examples of performance-wise prior to testing this kind of campaign and then after implementing a successful Advantage Plus campaign.
So a brand that I worked with, they're in the fast fashion industry, and we came on board. They had already very successful campaigns running. So I'm talking like CPAs at around $10 to $15. And then I introduced the Advantage Plus shopping campaigns, which condensed a lot of their campaigns because they had everything split out into different interests, different custom audiences, and it was just a little bit messy. The last four sales, I've tested an Advantage Plus campaign and the CPA has decreased by about 37%. So it's sitting at around $7 at the moment for this current one that I'm running.
And what kind of ROAS are we looking at with that kind of campaign?
Anywhere between a 10 and a 15.
So this gives me performance max vibes talking about these Advantage Plus. It sounds like there's a lot going on in the machine learning and AI side of things. When you're looking at the campaign, is it like a black box like performance max? Are you able to actually extract data out of it, understand what's working, what's not? And so you can use the learnings from that and use it into other campaigns, or is it more like push, go and let it do its thing?
It's more so push, go, let it do its thing. You can't break down based on remarketing versus prospecting. That's not something we can look at. So the only control that we have over that is the existing budget cap percentage, which we add into the campaign build. You can obviously look at ad level about which ads are generating the cheapest conversions, the cheapest clicks, highest click-through rates, all those sorts of things. But in terms of audiences, no.
Yeah. So I guess whenever you're thinking about a prospecting campaign, which Black Friday definitely isn't, this is a perfect type of campaign to be running because you really want to be hitting your remarketing lists.
The next point would be to make sure that you have published your ads well in advance before the sale actually starts. Sometimes Facebook can take up to 24 hours to approve ads. So you don't want to be scrambling at the last minute, making changes. You want to go live at a certain time and day and your ads aren't fully approved by Facebook. So definitely ensuring you're very organized and have that all scheduled and published out.
Good point. I know there's been times in the past where myself, I've run to do a campaign last minute and then there's been errors within the artwork, ads have been disapproved. So I guess being prepared is probably key, and it's probably a big whole overlaying theme for this is being ahead and not just being last minute and putting everything together, because that's where you're just going to spend a lot of money and waste a lot of money, where if you actually get prepared now, it's where you're going to get a really good result for Black Friday.
Exactly. You just need to set yourself up for success.
All right. So Black Friday's here. We've launched our Black Friday campaign. We're probably spending more money throughout this period than we typically would on any given day throughout the rest of the year. And I know a lot of businesses probably be a little bit stressed out about if this is going to work. What is it that we can be doing on a daily basis or when this campaign's running? Being that typically we know Facebook is going to take a while to provide feedback and optimize and learn from that machine learning piece, what can we do for a very short sales period to try and get the best results for our advertising dollars?
First of all, if you do have a third-party tool that you can use, that will help give you insights into more real-time data, but they're expensive and a lot of small businesses can't afford those types of tools. So if you are just relying on the in-platform data, there's definitely key early indicator things that you can look at. So these are things like your cost per click, your click-through rate, and killing off those types of ads early if you don't have conversion data, or if you're looking at kind of data to go off in terms of finding a winning ad or a losing ad. You can also break it down by add to carts, initiate checkouts, all those types of things to further determine if that ad is a winning ad or not.
Okay. So I guess from running Black Friday campaigns for many years now, when do you think that we should be pushing go? Because, I mean, we used to start them on Black Friday, but now we're seeing brands sending out emails, early access and shit from like a week before Black Friday. So what are your recommendations in terms of launch date? Should we be just waiting for the day and push and go, or should we be getting ahead of it, of the competition? What's the recommendation there, and what do we see in works?
Well, a lot of brands in every sort of industry are going live a lot earlier. They're starting their sales up to 2 weeks in advance. I think earlier the better. You can kind of see how your CPMs and your CPAs are looking, and then you can either ramp up or ramp down in the lead up to Black Friday.
Okay. And then we get to the Cyber Monday. Do we extend? Do we keep going? What's the plan typically there?
So we like to run kind of last chance ads during the period. So 2 days before the sale ends, you can update your ad creative and your headlines to say, last chance to save, make it super red and in your face, and kind of urge those people who are sitting on the fence to buy, essentially.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what channels should we be running our campaigns on?
So that will depend on your budget. You also want to be making sure that you're applying that budget into platforms that have performed best for your brand previously. So you don't want to spread your budget too thin, especially with such high competition during the time. You want to be feeding the algorithm enough budget to, you know, beat your competitors and be competitive in the auction systems as well.
Okay. And so from experience from your campaigns you've run, what platforms do you typically see get the best results. Like, I mean, people can be put money into YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, fucking Snapchat. What platforms do you think are going to be the ones that are pretty much the ones that you know are going to do well?
Yeah. So Facebook and Instagram would be my first recommendation. Pinterest, for example, I wouldn't really suggest for short campaigns like this because they're more of a discovery sort of platform. So definitely Facebook and Instagram.
You're going to be hearing from your Pinterest reps about that one.
Yeah, they keep trying to make me promote small sales and I'm like, no, it's just on Facebook. Sorry.
Not going
to
work.
I never do it.
Okay, so smaller budgets. And I guess everyone's definition of a smaller budget is going to be dependent on the business. I mean, we've seen businesses running budgets as small as $50 a day. You definitely don't want to be running anything less than that throughout this period, up to, you know, tens of thousands. So if your budget allows for it, we want to be pushing it across onto as many different channels as we can. Otherwise, get it on the platform that you know works to make sure you have success there.
So another strategy that you want to consider is basically being everywhere. So you want to make sure that you're remarketing on every platform. So TikTok, Pinterest, Snapchat, all of the above. So what that means is you want to make sure that you have your pixel set up for each of those platforms. So it's gathering data in the lead up to Black Friday.
Yeah. So I guess that's the takeaway right now. If you haven't already got it done, have a look at what pixels you've currently got set up on your websites and make sure that they are collecting user data. So that way, when it gets to Black Friday, you can just turn them on and start capturing those traffic as well. It's going to be very cheaper throughout this period than it will be trying to reach new audiences, and crazy not to have that running at that time. All right. So Black Friday's done. We've made heaps of cash because we've fucking nailed it. And now what are we going to do? Are we just going to stop advertising, or what's the next things that we want to start thinking about? Because it's going to be early December now. There's a short period till Christmas. What's next?
So not only should you be starting your sales early, but you can also extend them. So a lot of brands will finish their sale on that Cyber Monday weekend. If they are finishing, this means competition will be down and CPMs will be cheaper. So you can definitely look at extending the sale, especially if it's performing well. So remarket everywhere. You want to make sure that your brand is being seen on every possible platform. So you'll need to make sure that you're setting up all the pixels on your website. So it's gathering data now.
Yeah, because I imagine that's going to be a really effective way of getting in front of people that typically you wouldn't be getting in front of on channels that it's going to be a lot cheaper as well. So while it's going to be quite expensive across your Instagram, Facebook, even TikTok's probably going to be spiking throughout this year, you're going to get cheaper traffic from some of these lesser in-demand platforms where people still are hanging out and they're going to be able to see your offer. Okay, so Black Friday's done. We've made a fuckload of money because we've absolutely crushed Black Friday. Christmas is coming up very soon. It's early December. What are we doing now?
Just like I recommended to start your sales early, you can also look to extend them. So you'll find that a lot of brands will finish their sales on that Cyber Monday date. So what that means is that there's opportunity to kind of push a brand out there with less competition, cheaper CPMs. And yeah, I would definitely look at extending that. In the same token, you can also make some small updates to your ads, like new headlines, adding last chance on the graphic to give it a bit of a refresh and to get that urgency message across to your potential buyers.
So I guess as long as it's generating a result that you're happy with, why kill it, right?
Exactly.
Keep it going until you start seeing that performance decline.
Exactly. So then after Black Friday's finished, you should be starting to think about Christmas gifting. So obviously there will be cutoff dates for brands. So you need to make sure you have that kind of clear communication with the brand that you're working with as to when their cutoff dates are and really pushing that message. And then you've also got Boxing Day sales, which is another big key shopping event. And a lot of people wait out for that one too. With Boxing Day sales, we tend to see even cheaper store-wide sales as well.
So I guess you're really taking advantage of all the work that you've done in the lead up to Black Friday. You're able to then really implement probably pretty similar campaigns to what you've run through the Black Friday period into Boxing Day. Now, I know myself, I'm starting to see Boxing Day campaigns starting early too.
Yes.
So it's almost because there's that dead period, isn't there? There's like, you've got your Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Christmas gifting, last chance orders before Christmas. And then there's like fucking nothing happening because people can't buy anything before Christmas. They're waiting for Boxing Day sales. So there's sort of not a lot of real advertising happening there. So I guess it's a really good opportunity as well. If you want to start your Boxing Day campaigns, you could be getting them up and running.
Yeah, definitely starting them earlier and also extending them well into the start of January.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. All right, cool. So I think we've covered off pretty much a framework that people could be implementing throughout this period, starting right now. So as we're recording this in September, that's going to take you through all the way to January. So I guess it's a bit of an overview. We want to start now testing offers, building audiences. When it comes to Black Friday, that way we're a lot more confident with what we're going to be promoting, and we've got cheaper audiences to reach when it comes to the day, rather than trying to get ads in front of people and competing against all the other big brands that are spending and pumping a whole lot of money into these campaigns. So we're just targeting the people who've already engaged with us. Starting early, finishing later if the campaign's working well. Then we're rolling straight into Christmas gifting for a period, last chance orders, Boxing Day, and then it's January, and then we start thinking about 2024. Mm-hmm. There's sort of pretty good summary as to what the next makes it sound so easy, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you've run so many campaigns before, you kind of know what to expect and how much prep time you need to be putting into it.
Yeah.
It's definitely obviously the biggest calendar event for a lot of digital marketers. So yeah, just making sure that you're organized is just key.
I'm going to be flying out to Singapore just before Black Friday happens for a holiday. So I hope
Did you do that on purpose?
I didn't, but I hope you and the team are going to have a really good weekend working.
I mean, if you're not organized by then, what are you doing?
Well, that's true. Okay, so is there anything that I didn't ask that you think our listeners would find useful at all?
So yeah, I guess I just want to reiterate the fact that you should be starting now. You should be prepping your campaign, taking a very active approach as to what's working, what's not in any little micro campaigns leading up to Black Friday.
Perfect. So Steph, people want to connect with you. They want to learn a bit more. Where's the best place for them to connect with you?
You can find me on TikTok. If you type in Steph McGrath Digital Marketing, I will be posting very regular tips, hacks, new things that are released on the platforms, so many different things as well.
Perfect. And we have a link in the show notes where you can download a free Black Friday Cyber Monday framework and checklist. So it's really going to help you get prepared for this upcoming season to make sure that you get the results that you're after. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We have another episode coming out every week. Thanks again.
Thanks, James.